Little one.
It's a typical morning in the Dean household. 10-year-old William changes out of his pajamas and into his Miller McCoy uniform, white shirt, khaki pants, a blazer, and bow tie. He gulps down a bowl of Apple Jacks while his mother, LaShonda, looks him over. Then it's out the door and to the bus stop. LaShonda watches William board the 39, then opens a tracking app on her cell phone.
I can do continuous tracking. It's through McAfee. I track him from the time he leaves home till he gets to school. So sometimes about an hour.
Because Miller McCoy is out in suburban New Orleans East and the Deans live in the heart of the city, William takes 2 public buses to get to school. This wasn't always the routine. Last fall, William rode the school bus. Then Miller McCoy sent home a letter. They were scaling back the bus service, combining some routes and cutting others. LaShonda Dean was with her sister when she got the letter.
I thought my sister was going to have to slap me because I was so nervous and freaked out so bad that morning.
Do you remember what you said?
I don't think I can say some of that stuff on the radio because I was pretty upset.
Upset her young son would be on his own on public transportation. The school cut its bus service last winter when it announced it was closing. Miller McCoy still had a year left before its contract came up for renewal, but RSD officials told the board things weren't looking good. The school got an F this year, leaders cycled in and out, so the board decided to hand in its charter and shut down a year early. At that point, families had to make a decision: switch schools right away or stay through the end of the year. There's an advantage to waiting. Students from closing schools get highest priority in one app. That convinced LaShonda Dean.
He would be gone already. That's the only reason he's still there.
Miller McCoy was unique in the system. An all-boys public school, in theory, modeled after the private St. Augustine. No other school plans to adopt that model. But as news of the closure came, about 10% of students transferred. Not a huge number, but enough to affect the school's budget. Charter schools get a certain amount of money per student, based on counts taken twice a year. Here's Miller McCoy's business manager, Lee Mitchell.
Obviously, when we did the budget, we didn't know we were going to be closing. And then once we saw that drop in students, there needed to be cuts made to expenditures. And obviously, we don't want to cut faculty or staff. So we looked at a number of options, and transportation happens to be one of the largest line items in our budget.
So the board decided to scale back yellow bus service and give out RTA passes instead, saving, according to Lee, around $14,000 a month. That was the beginning of a process to close down the school. Patrick Walsh is a state official responsible for helping schools shut down. The process goes like this. First, there are the students, or
the human capital.
Then there's the building and supplies.
The property.
Desks, computers, things like that. The board decides where to donate those supplies. Finally, there's the documents.
There's all the student records, there's all the financial records.
Walsh's office gives each closing school a calendar with tasks and timelines. Something developed over time. Even just 2 years ago, the RSD collected student records and hand-delivered them to each new school in a rush at the end of the summer.
Like, we were literally driving around, like, RSD staff driving around, like, dropping off records.
Now there's a clear system in place. The closing school scans the records and distributes 3 copies, one to the student, one to the new school, and one to a state database for long-term storage. Walsh hopes to create a clearer, more formal guide for closing schools.
Kind of like a closing school, like almost a handbook that outlines all of their expectations.
One unofficial step, sending off the final class with a sense of accomplishment. At Miller McCoy's graduation, the school band performs one last time. 33 seniors stride in, wearing red gowns and wide smiles. 10-year-old William is in the room of young men, too. He's part of the school's choir. He got his second choice school, Langston Hughes. But he looks forward to a fresh start for sixth grade. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.